Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Kaiser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal. Talking railings, fences, yard signs, vent covers, car frames, and more. Blast away years of corrosion and protect with the Turbo Coating. Call it 402-421-3559 or go to KaiserBlasting.com for a quote today.
I'm just glad to see that people are still smoking a lot.
Smoking and also backing up at
backing
lights.
Backing up on street.
Backing up at lights. Sorry, we got distracted
a little bit. I saw it last.
Because that stuff isn't happening at Kaiser.
Right now, no, it's not.
Hijinks.
Yeah, no hijinks like that. There's zero hijinks
not
going
on. Not that campus.
Hey, they'll have a laugh and you'll enjoy talking to them like that, but you're not going to see stupidity like that. And that doesn't happen there. That's why you have a campus like that. Could you run a campus, Steve?
No.
I couldn't either. Jake, could you?
No, I don't think so.
Jake probably your best chance like that.
You're okay about it, but not great.
Tell you can. Jake Hazer
can. He's doing it.
He's running a campus like that, and so is Jace. Unbelievable.
Yeah, engineers. They don't jack around. Yeah,
engineers.
They don't
blast. And we're thinking, can we blast ourselves?
No.
We're wondering about that.
Oh, yeah.
Could just like that to
humans.
Humans. Can we do it to humans?
I don't think they'd probably recommend that.
That'd probably be bad for us, I think.
Take some corrosion
off a little bit. Corrosion. What a word.
I know.
In this rain, that's corrosion city is what it is.
Think what they could restore, like a bike.
A bike. A classic. A Schwinn.
Right.
From like the 60s.
I bet it
would be nothing. It's probably no good. Yeah, it is. Bring it in here. Imagine walking out of there with that. Bring it home to your wife. Look at this bike.
Yeah.
Kaiser can do it.
Make it new, almost like new.
And they'll get you a warm cookie also.
On the campus.
Yes. You know, I have a lot of people have been texting in the last hour. They want to hear some Terry Braden audio. Were you there for this at all?
Yes, I was.
You mentioned Gates Barbecue like that. That's his preference.
Let's hit it.
I don't have that clip. Sorry, Bill.
Hold on. Let me see what you get.
But he has a lot of short, sweet answers, which is good. He doesn't go long.
No, he does not go long.
15 seconds. It's a lot of quick hitters from Terry Braden.
I thought right away the Arrowhead comment was sort of – I mean, he played down. So Terry Braden was a Chiefs assistant D-line coach.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
So he's going back to Arrowhead.
You want that one?
Roll it.
Well, here's
– He was asked, like, about going back to Arrowhead, basically.
Well, this is comparing KC to that. I don't think I have that one. Okay, so what did he say about that?
Okay, forget that. He just played it down completely. He said it's almost that it was like immaterial to him. And that's how probably Bill would react. I don't know. That's probably how I'd react.
Oh, I got it. Hang on. Here it is. Here's Terry Braden on Arrowhead.
Well, I was texting Coach Reed the other day. I was texting George Kalafis, Joe Cullen, Steve Spagnuolo. I was talking about because I saw him on the Keenum last night. He had number 17 jersey on playing quarterback. People don't know they played quarterback, and we always joke about that. But what's special about it from Emmett Thomas, being in that building, all those people that gave me my opportunity. Coach Rue giving me my opportunity and going back my first ever college game, running my own room. I think it's all about opportunity. That's why the guy's in the room, right? Next man up, opportunity, right? And I think that's what's so special. My wife, who was there for 8 years, you know? So letting everybody see the guys that, you know, coming to play in Arrowhead. Somebody, I asked a question there in the room. How many guys actually played on the NFL field, you know? And a couple of them played in high school, but none of them played in college. So it's a special moment. And I think it's very, very special for me going back because I worked all those years, 8 years, sleeping in the office sometimes, being there, you know, long, long nights, taking some losses, AFC losses there, you know, D-Ford lined up outside. Love you, D-Ford. But just things that I've been through, you know, in that stadium, you know.
the D Ford comment. Yeah,
who's
remember
D
that?
Four?
D Ford. D Ford. Well, they're, oh. They're playing the Patriots a couple years ago, and D Ford lined up off sides, and it helped the Patriots get a first down and win the game and go to the Super Bowl.
So he did talk about initially, though. He said there was the comment, the question out of the gate was about it, and he kind of just said, well, "Hey, I'm just taking it one day at a time." So later in the interview, he must have got to it. He did talk about Cade Petschock.
Got that one there. Oh, hang on.
Cade Petschock is the true freshman we talked about earlier in the show.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Here we go.
Yes, Cade is doing a good job, starting from the ground up, from a defensive lineman, from a stance, because you can have a loaf in a stance. But he's doing a great job by first learning how to stop the run, using his hands, extension, and getting to the quarterback, which is his go-to move, trying to get to a go-to move.
I think people liked it because he's sounds like he's very high energy, Mr. Terry Brady.
Oh, yeah, he's super
very
high.
Super high energy.
Yeah, he doesn't give you juicy, but he, you know, he gives you energy. He was talking about, is he seen them get to the passer, the pass rush?
Pass rush?
Yes.
What did he say about that? We'll try to find it real quick.
Steve, could you fill in since you were there? Right now, I'm kind of at a crossroads here. I wasn't there.
He didn't. He just said basically what it takes to get to the pass rusher.
I've seen a lot of great things from Will being a defined move, getting to the quarterback, rush area, move the area, and then about to finish from Keona Davis, Van Papa Cam, moving inside to outside. I've been seeing a lot of great things from these guys. First of all, getting off the ball, rushing the passer, and just having shocking effort.
Okay. So he did talk about it. So he said Will is Williams Wanneri.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So Wanneri apparently, I mean, he's for sure going to play. And he's apparently making plays. Again, we need a game here pretty soon. That's about, what else you got? That's all I wrote down.
Someone like this one. What's the best move they like from defenders on the line?
Yeah, he was asked about, what's the best pass rush move?
Here we go. Terry Braden.
Club Rip. Learn from Joe Cullen. Coach Rule will tell you that. It's all about Club Rip. You know, we're from the same tree, and I'm real big. Starting with one move, Club Rip. Getting to the quarterback.
Club Rip?
Do it again.
Oh.
One more time.
Club Rip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Club Rip.
Yeah. Club Rip.
Yeah. You always want to have it and I would imagine, because I'm not speaking for coach at all, but you want to have your move. You want to have a changeup, and then you always have some form
counter.
Of a potential third type of thing, but you want to have your different ways like that. Like I said, the club rip is also like that. Anything that's speed to power, and you can post the offensive tackle with one hand and press him back into the quarterback.
Straight arm.
That's you have to be pretty superior to do that.
I bet.
You know, then there was like the Reggie White hump that was just incredible. He would just knock offensive linemen over with one shot. I mean, just would just knock them completely off balance. That's something that was a special move by a special player. So sometimes so you have to also know what is in their skill set. Hmm. But people always talk about, just got edge rusher coming off the edge like that. If you don't have the ability to turn on the offensive tackle and to squeeze down the pocket, you'll just end up in the worst place to be in a football game is behind the quarterback. Number one play. Worst place to be in a game is behind the quarterback because you're affecting nothing. So if you're just a speed, hard edge rusher, just think about that. Your momentum can take you out of a play with just a simple little push. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you go as hard as you can. Boom. And he's out. If you can't collapse the pocket and everything is just run for width around, you start watching games and you start seeing guys behind the quarterback
four or five yards. Yeah.
And they just step up and they affect nothing.
Driving nuts.
Also for a tackle, all of a sudden like that, they're worried about speed off the edge. Like they're worried about that. But when you turn on them and all of a sudden you can go speed to power.
Yep.
That's what scares you.
Yep.
That's the pass rush that scares you.
What he said was you got your go-to move, you got a counter, and then he said you got power.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what, hey, by the way.
You don't want to have nine moves. No. It's like, no, we don't have that.
I saw a welcome to the NFL moment for, was it Penn State guy, Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter, yep.
Holy God, he got rocked going to the quarterback the other day by two guys.
Really?
Got knocked on his, and then knocked again.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you it. Yeah. The tight end for the Jets, his first name I think is Stone. It's, seriously, and he stoned the guy. It was amazing to watch. NFL's, Abdul Carter just got it. You'll die when you see it. You'll be like, oh, God.
That's some audio from Terry Braden. The spillover is audio. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.